Good morning, Mr. Erickson. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Duke.
Well, Rob, we appreciate you coming on with us again. It wasn't very long ago we had you talk about a few things, but hey, this is an ongoing, flowing situation. And of course, it is the 4th, which means this is the potential last day for the mask mandate, things like that. The governor will be readdressing that and some things like that. But the big difference, obviously, coming up next weekend is sports move to indoor venues. And what is the latest that you have been told and are going to be enforcing at your school? Because you are one that will be, you'll have some teams at home and some teams on the road.
Yes, and the biggest and most important thing is the 100 spectator limit that's now passed for all schools. The governor revoked all our variances across the state and says we're consistent at 100. That's a really small number to work with. And it's going to make things interesting for our fans and spectators. And I was asked by Mr. Toomer at Cokeville to make sure that the listeners are aware that this is just a Star Valley High School. Cokeville is doing things slightly different. And if the Cokeville listeners need to check in with Mr. Toomer to see what's going on in their building.
So Mr. Erickson, the 100 limit, though, it sounds like that is statewide, maybe with the exception of Cokeville, but so that is 100 fans, correct? Because there's been some confusion on whether or not that includes the team and the players and the, you know, the table help and officials and all that kind of stuff. That is 100 fans in the door.
That's 100 fans. Yep, the participants and workers do not count towards that. You know, our cheerleaders, if they come, do not count. So we can get 100 parents and students, you know, student fans into that building.
And as part of that admission, there's going to need to be a mask on every one of those people, right?
Absolutely. WASA gave us the ultimatum this time that they are going to enforce with the use of their rule 1.44, which says if you fail to wear a mask, they'll send the school board and the superintendent and myself a letter of warning. And the second time they put us on probation, which removes us from state competitions. So the level has gone way up from what it was in the fall seasons.
So here's the gist of it. If you're not wearing a mask, you're not getting in, is what it sounds like, right?
Well, really it comes down to if you don't wear a mask, no one's going to, I mean, on the road or here, they're not going to walk you out, but you're going to get reported to WASA and the kids are going to get a season. But when it comes time to host regionals, which we do host the boys regionals, our team just won't be involved. So yeah, we're going to be asking, begging, talking with anyone that comes in and just trying to help them understand the importance of a mask for this particular season so the kids do have a chance to play in a culminating event.
You know, Rob, we were talking about this a little earlier in the show. You know, it isn't you. It isn't the superintendent of Lincoln County School District number 2. It isn't those people saying you have to do this to come in. This is a state mandate. And basically, it's come out, as you said, it's a very short leash. If you want the kids to get to play, then you need to follow these rules.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And for consistency, they just said this is how it's going to work if you're a member of the WASA organization and want to compete at that level. So, you know, we're going to do our best. We started with parent meetings last night. We're going to, you know, you'll see in the newspaper today, and I appreciate you guys inviting me to speak to this today on the air. It's really critical that our fans wear, our fan students wear a mask and make this season happen for the kids. I'm hoping that things lighten up and as new orders are issued that we can change this, but for right now it's just the rules we have to work under.
We're speaking with Mr. Rob Erickson, Activities Director at Star Valley High School this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Mr. Erickson, 100 fans, that is not much at all. So how does it work with visiting fans? I understand there's going to be some sort of ticket process, that you're even going to do some sort of entry competition with the students so you can still have some sort of student section. How are you going to decide who the lucky 100 are?
That's a fun question. So for basketball teams, they're limiting the number of kids that can be on the bench. So we'll have 12 kids on a bench maximum, which allows the kids to have 24 tickets they can give to parents. On top of that, we will lottery 8 additional tickets within the team. So basically it comes down to 4 kids on the team on each level will get 4 tickets instead of 2 tickets. So they have a chance to invite additional fans, family members. Wrestling's the same. We got 14 weight classes, so there will be 28 tickets given to the wrestlers, assuming two for each parent, and we'll do the same lottery for them to get those guys a chance to bring in some additional fans. That allows us to give 24 tickets to the visiting team, and we will lottery 26 tickets to the high school. So of the 805 kids we have at the high school, 26 of them will get to come to any single event.
So when it comes to this this whole ticket thing, how do you determine, like let's say for example, and I'm not nitpicking because I'm not trying to say I have a better idea. So when you say that the opposing fans have an X number of tickets, what if no one comes? Then are you allowed to basically bring in some standby fans if they're willing to wait there and see if they get a ticket? I mean, is that one of the considerations?
That is, and it's going to be a tough thing to do. So let me explain. 3A is actually going to mail physical tickets. So if you go to a 3A site, they're hosting the event, you would, as a fan, have to have a ticket in possession. We're doing the same because in wrestling we're still 3A. If someone didn't show up, it may be a last-minute thing, and then I don't even know how we go about contacting Colin. We'd probably... on a lottery ticket, maybe add one of the wrestlers that says, hey, you can call somebody. We're short five people. See if we can't get some more there. But it's going to be a last-minute notification because we're mailing those tickets out early and then just counting them as they come through the door.
Rob, I know
4A events will be a little easier. Well, go ahead.
No, you finish. 3A. Yeah, you finish with 4A. Sorry.
4A is going to do a Google sign-in sheet, a Google Doc. So... all they would have to do is, you know, if we're on the road and someone's not going, we're hoping our parents or our kids talk amongst themselves, and then they just swap names out so one person could easily use the ticket or use the tickets for the other kids' parents that are not coming. But as the other team signs up, they on that Google Doc will know in advance that they're only bringing, you know, maybe 20 of the 24 that they're allowed. So we would have a couple of days to get those four other tickets out to someone.
So that was, I guess my question is on the road, are you seeing that other schools are doing things very, very similar as far as a 75-25 split? So road events, you could expect 25 fans from Star Valley?
Yes, that's actually the ADs met, and that was an agreement. So every single school in the state will allow each participant to have two spectators or two tickets. So if we have a JV wrestling match and we have 36 kids, it's going to obviously be hosted in a different location or a different time than the varsity, but they'll let each parent in, and that's going to fill up the entire 100. In fact, our JV is big enough, we're going to have to split it into two locations just to make the parents give two parents or give each participant two parents to watch. So it gets really tight with the bigger teams. But right now, yes, the agreement is you get two tickets per participant on any road trip.
There's also been some restrictions and some things that obviously they have to go about, even with practice. And one of the things that to try and help shut down contact tracing and things like that is kids are assigned pods in which they're practicing. So if one kid in a pod has symptoms, then they can just say, okay, now we can shut down this one pod instead of the whole team. But this has been a real challenge just for the kids to get to practice, which kind of brings me back to the whole idea that if you want to show up and make a statement, you're kind of spitting in the face of the effort that the coaches and the kids have made all week long just to get to the competition.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the effort the coaches put into this and the kids' willingness, we in wrestling actually shower before practice, shower after practice. A third of the kids wrestle on the stage in the auditorium so we can keep our numbers down. Just like you said, they are divided up into pods where they're not crossing over. Like I had the basketball teams in this morning trying to keep that separation and distance. And if I had the coaching the girls for several years, they do not enjoy early morning practice that much, but they were here doing it. So I you're right on the money when you say the coaches and kids are making a lot of sacrifices to their time to make this work, and we hope we see the same in our fans.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Rob Erickson this morning with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. It's a shame that the wrestling team can't practice together and take advantage of that nice new sound system Coach Clark is all excited about. Just going to say that in his wrestling room.
Well, there's so much benefit when an older kid can practice with a younger kid because they become a semi-coach. And, you know, that's just this year. Things are strange, but we're making it work. But, and, you know, the music and the sound system in the auditorium is pretty good, too, Dal.
That's true. That is true.
That's a good point.
I've been laughing at Coach Clark's post on social media. He's excited about those speakers in his wrestling room. So, Rob Erickson with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Mr. Erickson, anything else as far as the logistics or specifics on how this is going to work that you wanted to mention?
Absolutely. So, probably the biggest, we will be overlapping games. So the first game you will see on a home event, the JV boys and girls will play at the same time, followed by the varsity girls playing in the main gym while the sophomore or freshman team plays in the aux gym. And then the varsity boys will be playing while the freshman or sophomore girls are playing in the aux gym. It just, because we can't reserve the seats and it allows the kids to stay in class longer, it also keeps visitors in the building a shorter time. It's the safest way. So plan on seeing those games overlap this year that we have not done in the past. And I think you'll see a very similar event or schedules around the state.
And I guess just one more thing I would want to just clarify with you, Rob, is, you know, at least from where we're at, it's always, you've always had a lot of fans who will show up for the whole slate. They'll show up and watch, you know, the freshman JV varsity game, and that's where a lot of great fan support comes from, is those people that come and make a night out of it. That's not going to be an option this year, is it?
Absolutely not, unfortunately, because we've been so proud of our fan base. You know, we travel so well at Star Valley, but this year at home and away, they will clear the building between every game. So as soon as the girls' varsity game is over, they will clear everyone out of the bleachers. And only those that have tickets or their name on the Google sign-in for the varsity boys will be readmitted. So expect that with all your travels, regardless of what school you go to. Once your kid has played in a level, if you don't have another child playing at a higher level, you're expected to leave and make room for the parents of those other children.
It is worth noting right here, Mr. Erickson, that I know that you and your IT department have been working with SBI and David Kazera, our video producer, about trying to provide some sort of video coverage for all levels. And so even though people can't go and watch all those games, or maybe not everybody that would like to can be there, we are expecting to have freshman, JV, varsity, all of it should have some sort of video coverage.
That is true. We've installed the huddle cameras. They're similar to the National Federation cameras you see for state events when you guys unfortunately can't cover it. But we've got them in both the main gym and aux gym. They would be on the SBI page linked to the YouTube channel you'll watch. It's free of charge, and we will cover every level all year long. So on our home events, we're hoping that parents will tune in that way. On road events, we're not always guaranteed a lower level we covered with the online because schools are using gyms that they didn't anticipate using. I think Rock Springs, for example, we've been playing our JV over in one of their elementaries, and I'm sure they don't have a camera installed there.
Sure.
But for the most part, schools are doing their best to make sure that they are streaming it or giving parents a chance to watch it online.
Mr. Rob Erickson, Activities Director at Star Valley High. Rob, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed?
No, just I would ask parents to check before they drive. I know we've got a tournament over in Idaho Falls with our boys basketball team, and they are admitting zero fans for either team. So, you know, it might just be great to call in and check this year and see what the school that we're visiting is allowing. Sheridan's not allowing any lower level fans. They're not taking the risk with their freshman or sophomore JV games. They're just letting the kids play with no fans. So it would be great, you know, if you're going to travel, give us a call. Let us help you out and make sure you're not just taking a joyride across the state and missing a game that they're not going to let you
in December.
Yeah, December to Sheridan, too. Yeah, that sounds like a nice time. Hey, Mr. Erickson, thanks so much. Appreciate it.